Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, welcome everyone.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Today we're talking about passion. Revitalize your life.
Bet you a bunch of you need some revitalization after Christmas holiday and all of that shopping, and better yet, the unwrapping. Any of you have children in your house? You ever notice that the wrapping is only barely off one of the
packages
and they're on to the next thing?
And whatever they got isn't good enough because something better might just show up down the road?
Hey, that is the beginning starting point for a mindset that is a big, fat passion killer.
Well, let's go first to the most important thing about this show today. There is the opportunity today, whilst you're listening to this show, to have your life transformed. But what it will take is
listening.
And most of us don't really listen. We listen to prove an agenda. We listen to prove that we already know what's being said, or we listen to either see whether we agree with or disagree with what's being said.
Now, I know some of you today may actually be listening in order to have passion and revitalize your life, but even that agenda in and of itself will keep you from being here, because what will happen is you will listen to hear what you think is going to revitalize your life. And what will revitalize it is
listening.
And
listening to hear what's being said from the point of view of the person speaking. Listening pulls you into this moment of now. When you really listen, not by comparison, but listen to hear what's being said, that will pull you into the moment, and the moment is a place of magic. It's a place where transformation resides as the byproduct of listening.
It's a place of renewal. And don't forget, being here is really all it takes to experience passion in your life.
But you see, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. So we're not going to try to fix you or change you or make you better in any way. What will happen if you start to bring some awareness, a non-judgmental seeing, to how it is that you operate in your life, is you become aware of those things that you've gone through life with automatically, mechanically, without really seeing them. See, our approach is anthropological, and an anthropologist doesn't judge what they discover. They notate what they discover. If you could just start to bring awareness to how it is that you go about your everyday life, suddenly you will have freedoms that you never saw were possible.
If anything you see without judging it completes itself, and that's the third principle of transformation. As long as we're doing the principles, let's start with the third one.
Third one is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is, that means without judging it, without wishing it be different, without trying to change or manipulate it to the way you'd prefer.
Push it away, try to get rid of it.
If you just see it, it completes itself. That's the third principle.
Now, of course, if you push it away, you try to change it, you try to make it better, improve it, that's the first principle. Anything you resist,
don't like, wish would be different than it is,
will persist,
grow stronger, dominate your life.
Now, working on yourself doesn't work.
That's the name of our first book.
That's right, a book about instantaneous transformation.
See,
when you're working on yourself, you're pushing against.
And transformation happens in an instant. It doesn't take place by working on it or thinking about it or figuring it out. See, if you could, by the power of your thoughts, transform your life, you'd have a lot of transformed college professors out there. But most of them, I only know one really.
Hey, Billy, if you're listening,
hey.
Happy day after Christmas. Hey, you know, I'll bet you a lot of you out there spent time with family over the past few days, whether it was for Christmas or some of you did Hanukkah or you've done lots of holiday things. And I will also bet you that some of you resisted one or another of your family members and how, or your in-laws, and how they related to you or to each other, to their environment. What you resist
persists,
and you tend to turn into. You ever notice that? If they're kind of a complainy kind of person or they're agitated,
then you complain about their complaints.
Then, second principle.
Yeah, we don't want to
forget
that.
They can only be exactly as they are.
Because that's the way they are.
And you can only be exactly as you are.
Because that's the way you are.
So if you resisted them, and you don't resist the fact that you resisted them, third principle, anything you allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself.
Lose its power over your life.
You know, some of you may be feeling sorry for yourself because you didn't spend time with family members or with friends, or you didn't get the thing that you wanted. You know, passion is a hard thing to come by and an easy thing to kill. And the biggest...
That's really true.
It really is.
Really.
You know, sometimes when Shai gets so excited about fishing or a fishing fly, or I get so excited, I took some pictures on our last trip down to Costa Rica because we're doing the final things to get ready to go lead our...
winter retreats in Costa Rica.
Hey, did we tell you we finish each other's sentences?
Oh, we do.
Well, we do.
Okay.
And I was taking pictures of hummingbirds, and I got
right.
so excited about it. It was really important that we supported each other in our passionate pursuits, because it's so easy with a look or a word or a shrug to diminish one...
other people's passion.
Mm-hmm. But the biggest passion killer, have you guessed it? What's the biggest passion killer? Take a look. What's your biggest passion killer?
Well, let me think. Well, that might be it right there, thinking. But usually...
What are you thinking about?
Thinking about complaining about the way life is showing up in each moment. See, let's talk about the second principle of transformation for a moment.
Okay.
It says that you can only be exactly as you are in this current moment of now. Now, if you can only be the way you are in this moment of now, then in this moment of now, you can only be the way you are, and in this moment of now, so in each moment of now, you can only be the way you are, because the moments go by so fast, you can't really change. It's like if we took a picture of you in this moment, you could only be the way you were when the lens shutter opened and captured, I don't know how it is with digital, but when the camera captured your image, that's the only way you could have been. Well, if that's the case, you could have only been exactly as you were 5 minutes ago, the way you were 5 minutes ago. Because you could only be exactly as you are in any given moment. Well, if that's the case, your whole life could have only been exactly as it was. But so many of us are complaining about how our parents did it wrong, the circumstances did it wrong. We're complaining about that life is not showing up the way we think it should in order for us to be satisfied.
So, complaining is really the biggest challenge to your passion. And it's so simple. Just take a look. If you're having a private conversation with yourself where you are complaining about something, complaining about traffic, complaining about what you have to do, complaining about returning items, complaining
about your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your kids, their kids.
I spoke to somebody earlier in the week, and she works in a bank, and it's year end, and at year end there's all sorts of things to complete in the cycle for any business, but in particular for a bank. And when I spoke to her, I just called in briefly, she was kind of having a growly type quality in her voice. And she wrote us an email later saying, just speaking to me reminded her that this is the job that she loves. That complaining about all the work she had to do year in, it's just the culture there, and it had nothing to do with her. And when she hung up the phone, she found herself instantaneously delighted to be doing what she was doing, and she accomplished so much more. If you're complaining whilst you are doing things, then basically what happens is you are driving with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. You can't be working at optimum energy.
If you're complaining about anything, you're not doing whatever it is that you're doing, other than complaining, of course.
True.
You may be doing perfect complaints.
That's true.
That could be cool.
So if you find yourself complaining, don't complain that you're complaining, and that will dissolve it. How's that?
Anything that you see, allow to be exactly as it is,
will complete itself.
That's the third principle.
You know, Shai and I were talking earlier before we got
on
going
the
on the show with you guys about other passion killers, because we realized that complaint, while that is the big one, it's not the only one. Another big challenging thing for a person who's interested in living their life in a passionate manner where things matter is the history you have or the story of your life. So if you tell yourself, for instance, that you're no good at something.
Well, you may have been no good at it at one time in your life. Most of us didn't start out with great motor skills. You know, we had a baby here, an infant, a month old in our home over the Christmas celebration. And this little being can't do anything for itself.
Can't sit up, can't hold its head up, can't, you know, doesn't have the motor skills to purposefully do anything. So, yes, there was a time you weren't good at anything, but that doesn't mean that your life right now has to be historically based. Right now, you could get interested in the reality of what is rather than repeating your history. It's a whole new day. You don't have to wait for the new year. Forget the new year. Right now, today. So we're going to be taking a break. We'll be speaking to some folks. We hear we have somebody on the line. When we come back, come on back and join us.
Don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 7th Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution. Expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education. last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we've learned to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to the music of your mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awaken Media for a transforming world. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we here we have Judy on the line. You there, Judy?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Very great.
You having a good day after Thanksgiving?
Christmas. I am. I'm happy to be at work.
Not out in the crowd, huh?
Not out returning gifts.
What can we do for you?
My question is regarding passion. I'm passionate about a lot of things. I'm passionate about work. I'm passionate about transformation, baseball, a lot of different things. And I find I'm very excited. And what'll happen is someone will not be so excited about what I'm excited about, or I'll invite them somewhere and they don't want to go, but they're not so nice about it. And I say, okay, that doesn't bother me, but then a couple days later, it bothers me.
Yes. Well, of course it bothers you. Nobody likes to be rejected, especially about the things you're passionate about.
Right.
Well, there's a possible way to look at it, Judy, and this is not necessarily true, but it's a game you can play, because somehow I find it seems to be supportive of people.
Okay.
Either people are just being negative in their life, and it's kind of like, well, there's two things. One is, if you were to come across a rose and it smelled like a rose, you wouldn't be surprised if it smelled like a rose.
Right.
It radiates a smell. Well, so does a skunk.
And so do people's skepticism. You know, and people's skepticism is understandable. See, look, this is perfect. Christmas. I said Thanksgiving, but I meant Christmas. Christmas was yesterday, right?
Yes.
And people had great expectations that what they would receive under the Christmas tree was somehow going to revitalize their sense of well-being or aliveness, or, you know, that something was going to fulfill them. But the sad truth is that nothing fulfills you from outside. You know, that your expectations being unfulfilled does not make you unhappy. People are looking for something that cannot be fulfilled by material possession. Look, you have a nice fur coat, right?
Two. Yes.
When you're not feeling good, does your fur coat make you feel any better?
No.
No, you don't even know you have it on.
No, right.
When you're not feeling well in yourself. Well, people have been disappointed by life. People, you know, it's funny. We have been taught by the people we grew up around how to behave in life. And most of them, you remember the do as I say, not as I do?
Yes.
Because people will say to you, well, you're supposed to do this. Children are supposed to be seen and not heard. Whatever the conversation is, people have given you a set of standards about life, and they didn't live up to them themselves. And so you were disappointed. Other people have been disappointed by the circumstances of their life not turning out the way they thought they should. And so they become skeptical that anything will supply satisfaction or well-being or a sense of being okay in your own skin.
So you walk up to somebody who's, and you're expressing your passion, and you bump into their disappointment with life. It's almost like popping a balloon. You access it, and the smell of disappointment gets spewed on you. So you may not experience it immediately, but it's kind of like getting a cold after 24, 48 hours. You kind of feel like dim.
Right.
Now, I said this may not be true, but it's a game to play. That's not about this part. What I'm about to say is that this may not be true.
All right.
Sometimes I've noticed that if you play it, Judy,
mm-hmm.
that if somebody says something that diminishes your passion, you can play it that you were looking for a break, where you were hunting around to speak to somebody who could give you excuse to not have to go for it in your life. So it's not just by accident you happen to say, wow, I really like baseball, or I'm really into transformation, or I love
going to work,
or I love volunteering with the kids. Whatever you're passionate about, you picked that person to be negative so that you can give yourself license to slow down.
Okay.
And so I don't want to say that as that's a truth, like a big T truth, because then what can happen is people can go, man, what's with me that I want to slow down and I'm sharing with negative people? It, you know, because anywhere you go, you know, walk out the door of your building at work and count the first 20 passerbys, and you're going to have a high likelihood that there's a large majority of negative people. So I don't want you to use that against yourself, but at the same time, sometimes you may be doing things because you're habituated to having a sad story from time to time.
Yes, I can see that.
What, that you're habituated to having a sad story?
Yes. Or, yes, absolutely.
The other thing is knowing a bit about you. I know that you've had some deaths in your family and illnesses in your family, and there's a ceiling level that people have for feeling passionate and excited and alive when they feel like, well, that's disrespectful because I've lost a parent, or my brother's ill, or my sister's going through a hard time. How can I feel so well?
Absolutely. Even sometimes at work I feel that, because I do sales for my company, and if there's a new person that's not doing well, that I'm very passionate about what I do, and I don't think of it as hard. But when someone comes aboard and it's really hard for them, you know, after a while I'll start thinking, oh my God, maybe it is hard, maybe it's a fluke, I've done well so far. And that's the other place I want to just be able to keep my passion going. Especially if they share it off.
But wait a second.
Yes.
See, you're in a change modality when you say that, Judy.
Okay.
Not a transformational modality. See, your change is incremental, change is going somewhere, and change is directed. It's got a purpose.
Cause and effect.
Right.
Passion is like the fragrance of a rose. It goes in all directions. It's not one that goes only east or west. You know, that you've got, well, I want to keep my passion about work. Well, how about your passion about every other aspect of your life?
Absolutely.
See, but when you think about passion as only directed towards, say, your job, then you miss out on the fact that passion is everywhere in your life, in everything you do. You can wash the dishes with passion. You can sweep the floor with passion, or vacuum it, or whatever you do.
I just had the most passionate experience last night in the kitchen, cleaning up after this big holiday meal, that people around me needed a break. And so I quietly did things we'd all planned to do together later. And it felt so wonderful. It was just like this big holiday gift. So you can't, if you find it starting to get dim at work because you're getting lost in the current of somebody who is currently struggling, it cannot be only in that area.
Okay.
It has to be getting dim elsewhere as well, because how you do anything is how you do everything.
You see, the way you operate into life is holographic of the way you operate into life. It isn't that you sometimes do life differently than you always do life. If you're dispassionate at work, chances are you're going to be dispassionate at play as well.
Right.
If you're passionate at play, you'll bring that passion to work. But if you're not being passionate with your life, you're not being passionate with your life anywhere. I find it interesting. We've been doing a lot of Christmas shopping recently, as has most of the country, and I'd say, go to the checkout counter, and the person there would be, how are you? They'd say to me. I'd say, I'm fine. How are you? And they'd say, well, I'll be better when I'm out of here. Well, I doubt that sincerely. I usually say something like that. Well, the only problem is you bring you with you wherever you go. So if you're not being passionate in one aspect of your life, chances are you're not going to be passionate in any other aspect of your life.
I can see that.
Now, the other thing, too, is that as you get stronger in being yourself, it's not like for or against anybody else's reality. You can still hold your own reality when somebody comes and it's challenging for you at work. I'm sure it was challenging for you as well. You become a beacon of possibility for people who are having challenges if you allow yourself to be well when you're well, and also to be disheveled when you're disheveled. When you tell the truth about how you are in any given moment, that's the access way to passion, not trying to be better than you are or worse than you are.
Not trying to prove you're doing better than you feel. You know, a lot of us try to do being happy when we're not happy. We do being excited or enthusiastic when we're not really excited or enthusiastic. The way to get into the current moment of now is to be exactly as you are, not the way you think is a better way to be than the way you're being.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Hey, it's about right here and right now. Because you know something, Judy? This moment of now really is showing up perfectly in each of our lives. In other words, this is it.
Right.
I also find another, you know, we talked about passion killers earlier, but one of the things that really supports people in experiencing passion is taking care of the people around them. So, we're going to take a break now. Hey, Judy, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
We'll be
Bye.
Back shortly. We have more people on the line. We have more questions, more to talk about passion. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Now. Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Almeen for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. And I have to assume that if you're listening to this show, you're passionate about being here. And as we were leaving for break, we were talking about one of the ways to experience your passion is by taking care of people around you. What better way to take care of people around you than think about who might like to listen to this show and send them a link?
Tell your friends about this show. You know, there is the possibility that they've been going down a fruitless path, that if they realized there was another possibility, life could be a lot more fun and fulfilling, as it is for those people that aren't complaining about their lives in a constant
manner. Or some of your friends may be on this journey of well-being, and this is a opportunity, this show, for them to strengthen their ability to be present in themselves in the moment, regardless of the circumstances. This show is an excellent way to do it. And I'll tell you, all you have to do is go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, click on the little button for being here. It'll take you right to the radio show. Of course, it's playing live, whatever it is that's on the radio show at the time. But on the left is an archive of all the shows. You can send them a link to any of the shows that we have done, including this one. Here we have Louise on the line. You there, Louise?
Yes. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi,
how are
Louise.
You guys?
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too.
Thank you. Did you call in? Do you have a with a question first today, or?
Yes, I do. I'm just wondering about when I feel passionate about something, and there would be like a, would there be like a limit, or things is right or wrong? Because sometimes when if I don't think about it, and then I'm afraid that things will go wrong, or
I'm not sure I understand, but I think I understand what you're saying, Louise. Is it that you think that if you get too passionate, you'll start doing things that are bad or wrong?
Right. Like I set a limit for myself, like the moral or the social rules, that people would think that what I did is wrong.
Well, look, Louise, you can live your life for other people's approval or prove that you're doing your life right, but the chances are that, well...
Well, even the other thing is you can even go for your own approval, and your approval and their approval is just a collection of ideals, and in there somewhere is your truth, what you really want.
Uh-huh.
And, Shai, you can come back to your thought if it comes back to you. But another thing, too, Louise, I've noticed sometimes what people do is they get people wanting for them. They get people wanting to see their great potential. They get people excited for them, and then they...
Withhold it. Take it away. Don't give it.
And I think it's less likely in your case that people will judge you, that people will think that you're going too far too fast. I think that's something you tell yourself. I think you're more habituated to getting people excited for you, and then once they're excited for you in an area, then you don't have to go into that area. It's like somehow you've already got the acknowledgement for it, so you don't need to produce.
Right, right.
Our grandson is five, and when he was four, he's going on five, but this summer he was really good at soccer, and he really was passionate about it until he overheard the coach tell his parents that, boy, you know, your son is really gifted. He's a couple years ahead of people in his age group. They got very excited for him. And then he came home and said, you know, I don't think I'm going to play soccer anymore, because I've already, you know, I'm already good at that. It's as if he wanted them to want for him, and then he took it away.
Mm-hmm.
See, the other thing, Louise, is you wouldn't know who you were if you started to live outside the rules you've imposed upon your life. And that's a little frightening.
Where did you grow up?
In Taiwan.
And I'm certain that there are certain rules in Taiwan about what girls can do.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of rules.
A lot of rules.
Uh-huh.
Well.
But, so here you are in the United States. You are calling from the United States, right?
Right.
Right. And so all of those rules that you grew up with really don't apply here.
Okay.
Now what? You get to create your own life, but that's scary. You can go back and fall back.
It's a lot easier to have some rules than to have to be appropriate to your own life and look in each moment and see what you truly want to do.
Uh-huh. Right.
And you take a look at anybody who's successful and satisfied. And it's not as if they went against the rules or for the rules. They expressed themselves out into life.
They looked and saw what was true for them rather than in opposition to something or somebody else.
I mean, there are plenty of highly successful people who are just miserable. And those are generally people who somebody said, oh, you can't do that. And they were like, yeah, well, I'll show you. And then they went forward and did those things, and they produced it, and they accomplished. But they're miserable in themselves because it's against something else. What we're talking about is successful and satisfied people. And there's a potential for you, a very deep satisfaction that you haven't even dipped into yet, because you don't give yourself license to be as fully expressive as you are. You have a governor, as do most people. And the governor has these little checks. Can I say that? Can I do this? What's happening in this situation? How should I behave? Will they like me?
Right. Right.
So what is it that you think that you want to do that people would find so morally reprehensible?
Well, I'm separated from my husband for like 8 months now.
Okay.
And I'm dating somebody.
Uh-huh.
It's like because divorce is not finalized, so I constantly go into should wait, and so it's you know, so I set limits to myself. It's like I'm not fully there some of the times, and I'm like sometimes when things going to a little, I think, out of control, and then I wanted to be in control, and then I gave myself rule saying, well, I'm still, you know, not divorced, so.
Louise, the voice you listen to, is that you? The conversation you listen to?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Then how come you believe what it says to be true?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think, well, the society, you know, is...
Yes, but you
can
always blame
the
society. Look, you listen to a conversation in your head, and it gives you reasons why you do or don't do what you say you want to do, or it says it wants to do.
Well, I have a question for you. Just a technical question. Is your divorce in process? Have you set it in motion?
No, but I'm looking for a lawyer, and...
So part of that push-pull thing is that you're not being totally honest with yourself. If you say you're separated and the divorce is not final, well, it's not final because you're not...
It's never going to be final unless you initiate it.
Right.
And if you're in New York, we know a great divorce lawyer who is she is absolutely not interested in contentious divorces. So we can give you that information. Just send us an email and we'll send it back. But the main thing is, it's if you don't actually go forward with setting the divorce in motion and you're dating, then somehow that sounds like it's, you know, it's not a problem for us, but it sounds like it's a problem for you.
Right.
See, I'll tell you something, Louise. You kill your passion by not going for the things you want to do.
And by not completing things. Not
and by giving yourself reasons why you can't, rather than giving yourself the power to go for your truth.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things in your life that you want to do, but you won't let yourself do them because of the conditioning of your mind, because of the programming that you were raised in as a child, because everybody knows from that point of view that a good woman doesn't do those things.
Right.
I'm excited for you. You have some choices, and you know what? The choices happen in every moment. Do I go for my truth? Do I go for my life? Or do I move sluggishly through life so that I fit?
And do I...
Slow down?
Slow down, yeah, that's the thing. Not go with passion. Not go with enthusiasm. And look to see what you want for your life and then give yourself that.
Right.
So the main thing is for you to begin to take a look and see what you want and see whether or not you have the courage.
To give it to yourself.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Give us that, go ahead and send us that email. We'll send you back that information. She is brilliant.
Okay, I definitely
will. If you really want to get going on that, have a free life.
Yes, I want to have a free life.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay. So, guys,
okay.
We'll be back shortly. We have somebody else on the line. Come on back. We have more to go talking about passion. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to
receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature. Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
If you want to start your new year with passion, and you are in the New York area a week from today, we are doing a course in New York City, starting the new year right. You are invited. We will be setting the tone for a passionate year. And then, in New York, we are doing a passion weekend, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of January, before we head off for our Costa Rican adventures until March. So, passion is what's happening in New York. By the way, if you're in Europe and you want to be part of our international call, starting in New Year right, will be on Tuesday the 8th. That's what we have upcoming, and you are invited. We have Erica from California on the line. You there, Erica?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So, my question is about something that I alluded to earlier in the broadcast about something that can kill passion. And that is that when I drive to work, I have a long, beautiful drive. And I find that a lot of times I go off into fantasy thought for a long time. And I wonder, how do I stay engaged with driving and being present and with what I'm doing instead of these fantasy thoughts that at the end of which I feel like are sort of a passion killer, like don't add to my life, they take away from it?
Well, I don't know, Erica. You might start, rather than handle the whole drive, because it's a long and beautiful drive, you might start with work. Are you at work today?
No.
No. But, okay, whatever you're doing in your current environment, see, you leave what's current in your life to go into your thoughts about what would be better. How you'll be better when certain things happen. When the perfect relationship shows up. You ever have that thought?
Yes.
Oh, well, good. Because, you see, here's the problem with perfect relationships. You have two people, each of whom are looking for the perfect relationship, each of whom hoping that that relationship is going to somehow save them from their life. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
And so, rather than just your problems, you now take on somebody else's as well. Now, I'm not against relationship. I'm all for it. But I'm also for your being engaged in what's actually going on in your life right now rather than thinking about some ideal future. The other thing, Erica, that kills passion is comparing what you've got to what you think you should have in your life. I mean, I watched my grandson unpack packages under the Christmas tree yesterday. And before the wrapping was even off one, he wanted to go on to the next. Nothing is enough if you're not where you are in this moment.
And then, a little later in the day, I was walking down to our basement to wash some clothes, and he came down with me in a very hang-down voice. He's like, "Grandma, don't you have any toys here?" And I said, "Max, you have more toys than I ever had as a kid." And he goes, "Well, how about Grandpa? Doesn't he have any toys?" He was already feeling sorry for himself that he didn't have anything new to open. And you've identified this drive to work as a little section out of your life, but if we were talking about it earlier in the broadcast.
How you do anything is how you do everything. It's, life is holographic. And so if you're discontent about having to drive to work, even though you said it was a beautiful long drive, if it's problematic that you follow your thoughts and go off into fantasies, then I say you do that in all aspects of your life. It's just more apparent on the drive because there's nothing that engages you fully.
Right. So, in fact, your drive is just a segment of how you operate. You're forward and fantastical thinking.
Do you like apple pie?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is just a slice of your apple pie, the drive.
Suddenly blueberry.
And then we got apple pie at work, and then we got apple pie at dinner after work, and we got apple pie at home. You know, you are the apple pie of your life.
Oh.
And so if you look at that, then this drive is just informational. If you judge it, if you make it wrong, if you think you should be different than you are, Erica, you'll ensure it sticks around.
The three principles again. If you resist being the way you are, it'll persist, grow stronger, and you'll be more prone to fantasy. If you use your drive in the morning as an opportunity,
as a gymnasium to stay present to what's right in front of you.
And you pay attention to see what type of fantasy you're having, or if you are doing past recriminations, or if it is a segment of how you operate. If you get interested in how you operate rather than holding it as a problem, you have the possibility of creating something really new.
It'll complete itself. If you get interested in that, you go off into fantasy without making fantasy wrong and without being hard on yourself when you do it, but just notice that you did it, that will allow it to resolve itself. That will allow it to complete itself. But the more you work on yourself about it and think you should be different, see, here's the thing, Erica, it's an automatic behavior. It's like a machine. And so if you were to press a key on your computer and the computer went from sleep to awake, you wouldn't think that there was something wrong with it, would you?
No.
Well, if there are things that stimulate your mind from outside as you're driving down the road, and then your mind goes off in flights of fantasy, that's just the way your mind operates. And if you start to notice it without making it wrong, it'll start to lose its power over your life.
Yeah. Wow.
The key to what Shia said is not making yourself wrong. And that's the main thing. You're looking at yourself in a judgmental framework, which is so typical. It's not like that's something wrong with you, that you're looking at yourself like there's something wrong.
Well, you're living in a sea of people who are making themselves wrong for something, who are thinking they're doing their life wrong, that if they had done it differently, then life would be better now.
Have you ever been driving and somebody comes really, really close behind you and you can feel them energetically pushing on you, basically saying, "Get out of my way"?
Yes. I'm not lost in fantasy.
Yes. So what happens is that you feel their ideas, their intentionality, how they're feeling. Well, the same thing is that you can actually catch how people are thinking as they are going along. So if you're in a sea of uncomfortable people, you're in a sea of uncomfortable people. And if they're all lost in fantasy, you'll be driving back in lost in fantasy. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us here today. Next week, everybody come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.